This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dry conditions and the arrival of Santa Ana winds in California are spelling a soaring wildfire risk. One of the big fires, which exploded overnight, is in the northernmost neighborhood of Los Angeles. And the L.A. County Fire Chief David Richardson says more than 1,900 homes have been affected by evacuation orders.
This fire continues across the city of Los Angeles, through the county of Los Angeles, and ultimately, as we've seen with the Woolsey Fire and other wind-driven fires, this most likely will end up in Ventura County before it's all said and done.
That fire is currently 0% contained. An Iranian oil tanker has reportedly been struck by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Iranian officials say the ship's on fire, leaking oil into the Red Sea, and there's been no claim of responsibility yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A potentially historic October winter-like storm still bringing snow and record cold to the northern Rockies and northern plains. In fact, the National Weather Service says the storm could hit parts of 10 states in that region. And Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service says, on one hand, it's not that unusual for that area to get a snowstorm at this time of year.
It is not atypical to get some snow as you get into October. I think the big thing about this is it is a pretty heavy snowfall event across parts of the Dakotas and already additional heavy snows have fallen across the Rockies. So in that respect, it is a little unusual for this time of year.
President Trump says the House impeachment probe will cause a backlash for Democrats in the 2020 election. Also telling a rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota last night.
They're trying to stop me because they know that I don't answer to them. I answer to you. It's true.
Police say outside the rally, pro and anti-Trump demonstrators clashed at times. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
General Motors wants around-the-clock contract talks with the United Auto Workers to resolve the strike that began back on September 15th. That's in a letter from the automaker's vice president of labor relations, Scott Sander, that is, to the UAW. He sent it yesterday. The CEO of GM, Mary Barra, this week was asking the UAW committee to give the company a comprehensive proposal to settle the strike once and for all. House Democrats sending subpoenas to two business associates of Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer. The two have been charged in a federal indictment. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman have been refusing to cooperate in the House investigation into efforts to get dirt on former VP Joe Biden in Ukraine. Three House committees seeking documents and testimony from the two men who are now facing charges of conspiracy and campaign finance violations. The Houston Astros advancing to the American League Championship Series with a victory last night over the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 in Game 5 of the American League Division Series in Houston. And the green sweater that Kurt Cobain wore during Nirvana's performance on MTV's Unplugged is now up for auction. Julian's Auctions putting the cardigan on the auction block as well as the 1993 Fender guitar that Cobain played during that famous performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got Dr. Alex McFarland. Yes, he's back with us, Director for Christian Worldview and Apologetics at the Christian Worldview Center at North Greenville University in Greenville, South Carolina. He's also a talk show host. And what is it that you don't do, Alex? I mean,
Let me think here. I don't eat liver.
Okay, I'm with you. And people say, oh, you just haven't had it cooked right. It doesn't matter. Liver tastes like liver.
It's organ meat. We don't eat organ meat. Yeah. People say that to me, you know, you just need to have it cooked right. But you know what? I'll tell you what I do, Bill. I thank the Lord for my salvation.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for great friends like you.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you. I am blessed many times over, and no doubt about it. Alex, let's talk about what you wrote about here recently. About 30 million plus leaving the faith is what the projection is in the next 30 years. What is going on? Why is it that people are leaving, especially at a time when I hear people all the time going, oh, God?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of things, I believe, this is my personal belief, Bill, that several things have coalesced, not the least of which is about five decades of a militantly secular worldview in public education.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got, you know, K through 12, and then most universities are very secular in their orientation. Then you've got media and entertainment that most of the time is really anti-God, anti-family, anti-morals, and increasingly anti-America. You know, not only faith and family have been kind of on the slide for a few years, but now really patriotism and freedom and, mm-hmm. you know, caring about America. But I was on the phone 2 days ago with a youth expert, a guy named Andy Lawrence, and who has spoken and written about youth culture. And I would view, in terms of the church and student ministry, Andy Lawrence is a very astute observer. And he was talking about the fact that, you know, for decades, the youth ministry is roughly 10% of any church. And if a church runs 400 people on Sunday morning, there's probably going to be 40 to 50 or 60, 10% in the youth. But in the last several years, it's more like 2 to 3%.
Wow.
And he named one, you know, pretty major church that he's been working with that in several services runs over 3,000 people. So you would think their youth might have 250 to 300, but it's more like 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not, in terms of passing the faith on to the upcoming generations, we're just not getting it done, Bill. We're not even maintaining what we would call replacement rate,
right?
Much
exactly.
less growth.
Well, I agree with you that what has happened in our culture, you know, the abandonment of our moral foundings, you know, this culture of you know, that we have that has permeated every aspect of our lives, that cancels out anything that's good and right and noble and righteous. We're going to do as we darn well please. We're going to take God out of the picture, because we know, as in the book of Judges, that cyclic theme, that, you know, when things were going really well for everybody, they began to see things according to their own eyes. And this is what's happening. And I believe that, you know, Donald Trump has kind of been, you know, God's man for a time as such as this, to really expose the deficiency. And I don't even know that Donald Trump even realizes the depth of his impact on the culture and overall what it will do, because you have somebody who is non-beholden to what has become the traditions of the political process. And let's face it, all things go and kind of filter out. You know, you're talking about organs here and just, you know, previously. And in a sense, our politics is the kidney of the body politic. And it is really a mess right now. It is very angry. It is anxious, because it is tired and worn out from filtering all these poisons that have been going through our culture, as you say, whether it's the media, whether it's casual conversation, it's television. I mean, just go right on down the list. Our educational system, which has been hijacked, and I maintain that that happened back in the turn of the century, in the early 1900s, when progressives made a committed effort to take over the education. This is all part of their plan, and they have progressively moved the ball up the field. But they've got a stranglehold on our educational system, and they have left us with a humongous mess. But, you know, God's not going to allow this to go unchecked and continue on. I think that we're coming to a day of reckoning is my hope and prayer. And these numbers that we're talking about, yes, if we maintain the same trajectory, Alex, I'm sorry to go on and on about this, but, I have thought a lot about this, and I see what's going on, and I'm encouraged in my devotion time and my prayer to God to say, Lord, we cannot sustain this. I mean, we're losing people, we're losing lives, young people, you know, by suicide, drug addiction. You know, families are a mess. I mean, let's just look at the devastation that's been left in the wake, and all the result of this very contemporary thought, Alex, that says, hey, there's no God and we can do as we darn well please.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, everything you said is spot on, Bill. And, you know, interestingly, where we are as a culture has been more than a century in the making. Mm-hmm. But the 1960s, in 1966, Joseph Fletcher released a book called Situation Ethics, The New Morality. And, you know, in any culture, I mean, there's always sin, and there's a measure of darkness in any culture. There are always people that do things that are immoral. But what's unique about our times, and Bill, I'm utterly convinced of this, is that we're living in a time really unique in world history where there's this global, worldwide push, really an enforcement, to erase all beliefs in objective morality. And, I mean, part of this, to be okay with unrestricted abortion, to be okay with the redefinition of marriage, and it's not enough just to implement homosexuality, but now transgenderism, and people in universities. And I speak at a number of colleges every year. I mean, if you want to be blacklisted, denigrated, and just shouted down, go to a university and say that gender is not fluid.
Right.
XY chromosome males are irrevocably male. And you'll be called a hater and phobic and so many things. And, you know, I just want people to think, I mean, extrapolate another one or two or three decades. If we continue on the really trajectory that we're on of lawlessness, anarchy, no moral boundaries allowed, I mean, what kind of world is that going to be? And I will tell you, you know, Christianity is one thing, but Bill, I fear for the future of our Constitution and our freedoms.
Right. Well, and the coming generations, Alex, what we're leaving for them, an example. I mean, we're turning over a lot less of a lifestyle and government that our fathers and mothers turned over to us.
Well, that's true. And I would say this to parents and leaders, but certainly to pastors. And Bill, I've pastored two churches, and I understand the fine diplomatic line that many ministers feel like they have to walk. But let me say, this is what Christians and certainly clergy were put here for, is to proclaim truth in a time of darkness.
Amen. And we got to go to quick break. I'm going to hit pause right now. We've got more from Dr. Alex McFarland after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just wait, like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Alex McFarland continues with us. Alex, sorry, I had to go to a quick break here. But I want you to pick up on, the points you were making, because this is critical.
Well, let me say, in Old and New Testaments, clearly the Word of God sets forth objective morality. There are some things that God condemns unequivocally. And I mean, you just read 1 Corinthians 6. There's a grocery list of those that if they do not repent from these certain sins, they will not inherit the kingdom of God, i.e. they will not go to heaven. And so pastors, we must proclaim truth, morality. And let me say back to your original question, Bill, about why do young people seem, you know, turned off to Christianity. A lot of times social media, and the internet can be a good thing. There's plenty of good stuff on the internet, but there's also plenty of really bad stuff and things that are just flat out false.
Mm-hmm.
Many young people, and I'm talking middle schoolers that I communicate with in our events we do, they say, well, I read on a blog site that the Bible is full of errors. Or I read on a blog site that, you know, belief in God is merely a Freudian wish fulfillment for a big daddy figure in the sky, which is a fallacy called reductionism. Mm-hmm. But my point is, pastors and churches are going to have to not only proclaim truth and inspire righteousness in the hearts of their people of all ages, mm-hmm. but we're also going to have to teach apologetics.
Yeah.
And help people understand how to defend the faith. And you know what, Bill? I was in Florida about 5 weeks ago at a youth event, a very wonderful church in the Miami area, and we had Q&A. And on the Friday night, on the very first day, there was a young man who looked to be like a high school senior. I'm going to say he was like 17. He came to the mic, and he said, you know, I'm going to be honest, Mr. McFarland, I'm an atheist. A high school kid.
Yes.
He said, but, you know, I heard about this conference, Answers Tough Questions, and I came here once and for all to try to find out if Christianity is true. And by the end of the weekend, we had talked with him, invested some time, responded to some of his questions. He prayed and accepted Christ as his Savior. We gave him some books. But I believe there are thousands, probably millions, of younger people, say 30 and younger,
mm-hmm.
and they've heard objections, they're wondering why is the world like it is. They're spiritually hungry, Bill,
yes.
but we've got to give them solid answers to the tough questions and how Scripture speaks to today's issues.
You've got to right the wrongs, Alex. This is the problem. When they've been indoctrinated and propagandized for decades, left to their own devices, their thinking is devoid of critical reasoning and thinking and asking the questions. You know, bless this young man's heart for having the audacity to step out of the normal flow of his culture and say, okay, hey, I'm gonna be responsible for myself, ask my own questions, and get my own answers, and then make a decision. There are too many kids like him, unfortunately. I say like him in as much as that happen to be in that age group that become like turtles. They just they shelter in. They're complacent in their ideology. They don't really want to know the truth. But sooner or later, the truth is going to hit them right square between the eyes. And I would recommend that it might be easier to do it this side of that moment in time when you come face to face with a holy and awesome God. When I don't think there's going to be a lot of discussion. I think when you are in the presence of the source of all truth, I'm not sure that there's going to be room for a lot of debate. If there is, it's only because of God's grace that he wants to extend. But I think that we will know the truth at that point. You talk about being liberated and that truth being inarguable. You know, we're going to find ourselves like Isaiah that just says, I am a man of unclean lips. I'm toast. Because you are in the presence of the truth and a holy and awesome God. And he doesn't want any of us to go by the wayside. And I think that what you're saying, in a sense, is what the challenge for church today, and that is that they got to go out and go find the one. You know, go out and find that one sheep. And, you know, just like what Jesus would do. And you're going to have to get outside of the four walls and go head to head. And, you know, the good news is, and what I believe, Alex, is that, first of all, God's designed us. He's hardwired us for worship. We already have that. It's just, yeah. it just, we may have the wrong operating system. you know, that is in operation right now. And so who is it going to take? It's going to take the skilled technicians who know the right operating system to download into the hearts and minds of these young people. And this isn't to, you know, for some sort of conquest or anything like that. I mean, this is about their very lives and future, their future families. I mean, and the implications that this would have that are so eternally consequential. And I think it's awesome, and it's such a privilege to co-labor with God on that behalf and having the confidence. You know, pastors should have the confidence that these kids are hardwired. They got that. They just have the wrong information. We just need to give them the right information, and they're going to chew this stuff up because, you know, that's what we love about the kids, Alex, is because they're so passionate, right? And they encourage us. Once they get on fire, it's like, well, there's nothing like a newborn Christian who just understands, you know, like a blind man. Heck, I don't understand this. I just know I was blind. Now I see. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Amen. Amen. Well, you hit the nail on the head. And let me say, Augustine, 1,600 years ago, Augustine wrote City of God. And he said, look, as long as we are in the city of man, we have a responsibility. You know, obviously, our home is in heaven. If you're a Christian, your home is in the city of God. But as long as we're here, we have a responsibility to the city of man. And so a lot of young people, younger ministers, you know, you talk about saving America and you talk about a revival in America, and they'll say, well, hey, my home is in heaven. Yeah, I get that, but we don't just roll over and let the culture, you know, go to hell.
Right.
We need to be salt and light, and of course our true identity is in heaven, and that's our home, but we need to care. People say, should I care about politics? I say, only if you care about the future you're going to live in tomorrow.
Right.
And if you care about the culture of our nation and the freedoms and the prosperity and security we've had, then sure, heaven is our home, but we better care about this country and its future as well.
We have a responsibility to be stewards for where God has assigned us. Right now, for many of us, we're fortunate to be living here in this country that up until recently, we were granted the freedom of our faith, freedom and practice of our religion. Now it's being challenged, and it requires people of faith and people of courage to take a stand and push back on the craziness that would want to limit this. Because, you know, you imagine America without Christ, America without religion. I mean, we're another communist nation, and like other communist nations before, we're talking millions of people dying in the wake of those kind of isms.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, that's why I call on everybody to pray for our nation.
Yes.
Because we need a great move of God, or the future looks pretty bleak.
And the thing I would say, Dr. McFarland, you know, a lot of people are quick to talk about, you know, revival and that. And I say, look, revival will come, but what precedes revival is repentance. We need to understand what we've done. And God is calling us to repent, you know, turn from our ways, turn from our evil ways, and, you know, and reconcile it with His truth. And we do that, then revival will naturally follow. But revival's not going to precede repentance.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, we do need to repent, and we need to be honest about the fact that we were a nation built on moral truth, natural law. Self-evident truth, as Jefferson said, and abortion, we know that is wrong.
Right.
Gay marriage, we know that is wrong. Dr. King, in his 1963 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, he said the laws of man are only valid to the degree that they're in harmony with the law of nature's and nature's God.
Exactly.
The laws of nature and nature's God. And so we're using the Constitution to defend things that are unconstitutional. We're using alleged freedom to try and defend things that will enslave us. Mm-hmm. And we've got to turn.
Amen. Dr. Alex McFarland, Director for Christian Worldview and Apologetics at the Christian Worldview Center of North Greenville University in Greenville, South Carolina. Alex, always a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Look forward to having you back on a more regular basis. I'm going to track you down because we need your balanced perspective in the conversation here. God bless you.
God bless you, my friend. You're a great American, Bill. It's an honor to work with you.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Autumn is a great time for vacation. The heat of summer has lifted, the crowds have thinned, and the crisp air invites us to travel. Bank of America executive John Sellers shares tips to maximize your financial rewards for fall travel.
No matter your destination, there are plenty of ways to make your fall trips rewarding, both personally and financially. One of our most popular benefits is the credit card rewards bonus of up to 75%. Our Preferred Rewards members receive that on their credit card points or cash back earnings. The Bank of America Preferred Rewards program just celebrated its fifth anniversary, and this bonus is one that our members love. It's great for fall travel plans. Another helpful new travel perk is a discount of up to 2% on foreign currency exchange rates. So whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying internationally, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dry conditions and the arrival of Santa Ana winds in California are spelling a soaring wildfire risk. One of the big fires, which exploded overnight, is in the northernmost neighborhood of Los Angeles. And the L.A. County Fire Chief David Richardson says more than 1,900 homes have been affected by evacuation orders.
This fire continues across the city of Los Angeles, through the county of Los Angeles, and ultimately, as we've seen with the Woolsey Fire and other wind-driven fires, this most likely end up in Ventura County before it's all said and done.
That fire is currently 0% contained. And Iranian oil tankers reportedly been struck by two rockets off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Iranian officials say the ship's on fire, leaking oil into the Red Sea, and there's been no claim of responsibility yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Dream silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And good to have you with us here as we continue our conversations. And up next is Mr. Douglas Wyatt. He is the Research Director for Vibrant Life Initiative, a nonprofit dedicated to educating the public about how to take control of your own health. He is the modern father of the rediscovery of bovine colostrum and has led the research and development of colostrum for human consumption for more than 25 years. Douglas White, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you today. And I want to start out with a statement that I think that a lot of people think about but don't like to discuss maybe too much.
Okay.
And it goes back to Hippocrates. At the beginning, 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates made a statement. He said that all disease begins in the gut.
Mm.
And he was right. He was absolutely dead on, and he didn't know why. I work with probably 2,000 medical clinics teaching doctors how to move their patients into being responsible for their health, sovereignty of their own body, and how to prevent disease. And the key factor for the prevention of disease is understanding that all disease begins in the gut. So that statement's very important. The physicians that I talk to all the time, it doesn't matter whether the diagnosis is heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, or an autoimmune condition, arthritis, lupus, or MS, or Alzheimer's, or dementia, whatever's coming on. The underlying factor is amazing to these physicians is when they get it, if they can spend the time to get a little bit of history out of their patients, they find that all of these people have one thing in common. They've all had gastrointestinal problems, stomach problems. Every one of them.
Wow.
And so what we're going to lead into here today is I'm saying that basically all of us in developed nations have problems with our gut. Now, some of us don't feel it yet. That shows up as a food allergy. You can't be allergic to a food if it's not entering your bloodstream. And so what we're talking about right there is how does that happen?
Exactly. That's my question. Why?
Yeah, and so the answer to this is what we're doing to our bodies today and what we didn't used to do 100 years ago, because this is a modern problem. And the reason, let's go back into the fact that we've got factory farms that are producing beef and fish and chickens and turkeys, and they're putting antibiotics in the feed. And we eat those antibiotics when we eat that meat. That's one primary cause, because those antibiotics are turning around and destroying our beneficial bacteria in our gut. We also have a big problem when Monsanto created Roundup, which is called glyphosate. That's the chemical name for it. Right. And it's sprayed on almost all of our crops in this country. All the corn and wheat and alfalfa and barley and oats gets glyphosate sprayed on it. Glyphosate just lost two major lawsuits because it's been purported to cause cancer. It's worse than that. Glyphosate destroys the beneficial bacteria in your gut. So when that happens, now we've got the bad ones and they're eating holes in our gut. And so gastrointestinal permeability, or what we call leaky gut syndrome, is epidemic. The third cause for this is predominantly because people self-medicating with pain medications of all kinds, whether it's a street med or aspirin or ibuprofen or Tylenol, all of these cause stomach bleeding, which is, by its very definition, holes in our gut.
No.
So we have to come back, and we've got a solution for this.
Douglas, let me interrupt, if I can, for just a second here, because what you're laying out here, this is a lot of bad news. We're heading in the wrong direction, and if we think it's bad today, how much worse is it going to be 5-10 years down the road?
Absolutely, and so what we're seeing today's statistics show is that 80% of the deaths in health-related deaths, I'm not talking about car accidents, but health-related, disease-related deaths, 80% of them are caused by chronic disease, and the chronic disease is preventable.
Wow.
So the money that we're throwing away out of the government, our next proposed, let's get the government to pay for health care for everybody, free health care like they have in Britain, etc. All this does is we're paying the pharmaceutical companies and the medical doctors to treat symptoms. This does nothing to prevent disease. Nothing.
Wow.
So the answer has to come back to, okay, what can I do about it? If it's preventable, what can I, as an individual person, do to change this? So I'm going to tell you a short story. When we're born, every mammal on the planet is born with holes in our gut on purpose. So not all of the holes in our gut is caused by the things that I just mentioned. It starts with we have holes in our gut, and that's there so that when we suckle our mother's breast, the very first food of our life is called colostrum.
Right.
And every mammal produces this. And in order for colostrum to do its job, which is create all of the immune response in the body. In other words, we can't survive until colostrum comes along and tells us, oh, it's time that we can make T cells and macrophages and natural killer cells so that we can prevent infection and prevent disease and prevent cancer from happening. But colostrum has to get into the bloodstream in order to do that. So when we suckle the breast, it's flowing down through our stomach and right into the bloodstream through the holes that are there naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the problem. Colostrum, if those holes aren't healed within 72 hours after birth, then our mother's milk gets into our bloodstream and causes allergies and autoimmune conditions to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So colostrum has the growth factors that heal and prepare the gut for food and keep it ready and what we call homeostasis, balance, perfect balance.
Exactly.
Colostrum also introduces our beneficial bacteria. This is where it comes from. It introduces and provides the food for the bacteria to colonize our gut to create some of the minerals and some of the vitamins and some of the proteins that we desperately need to survive. So colostrum has a couple hundred bioactive components, and we lump these together into two things. We call them immune and growth factors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, immune and growth factors also exist in raw, fresh milk. Raw. You can't buy raw milk in the grocery stores anymore.
No, that's
right. The milk that's there is dead. And this is one of our other big problems in our society is we're eating prepared foods that are actually unhealthy.
Right. Douglas, we got about a minute and a half left here, so I want to be able to bring this to a close, this first segment here, because...
Let's do this, Bill.
Okay.
Let's tell people where they can find out more. Okay?
Yes, please. Yes.
And so people can go online to preventleakygut.com and try colostrum LD for themselves absolutely free. Along with a sample of colostrum, they're going to get a copy of my book, It's a Gut Decision, that'll teach you, allow people to have information on why colostrum is so valuable and important for them and their family. And again, that's preventleakygut.com. And all they have to pay is a small shipping charge, preventleakygut.com. This is the best way for your listeners to learn more about colostrum.
That's excellent. And, Douglas, I will tell them that they can go to our website because we have it linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Douglas White has been our guest. And, Douglas, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant Brenton healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. And we've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, with us right now. Hey, Sam, we're doing a little bit of phone action here right now. Got some little technical difficulty, but hey, that's never stopped us before, right?
I know. Just keep it on, right?
Atta girl. That's it. That's what we do here. That's the way we roll. Hey, by the way, I want to remind everybody, if you want to drop me an email, I'm always eager to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That's where it's at. So check it out. I'm glad on this link story we're talking about Botham Jean, brother forgiving and hugging an ex-cop as she was sentenced to 10 years. I'll tell you, it was probably some of the most dramatic television I've seen in a long time.
It really was. You know, the case with Amber Geiger, I know it stirred up a lot of emotions, and it's a real tragic story. It's a complicated story, and it was so sad to see somebody like Botham Jean die so young and so unnecessarily. But to see what his brother did at the end of this court trial for Amber, it was just amazing. You know, his brother's only 18 years old. And I just couldn't, as soon as I thought, I knew we had to talk about it this week, because I was like, I can't think of a story that seemed to move more hearts than Botham's brother. His name's Brant. He told her he loved her and to reach out and give her a hug. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this already. I just thought it was worth discussing, is for him to go down and hug somebody who, and give her forgiveness, you know, to show that kind of grace. I just thought it was admirable. And he's the kind of, he's only 18 years old, but he could be a leader, for the rest of us and show us how to not just be good American, but good Christians. And I'm just so impressed and amazed with the strength of character this young man had. And, you know, you can tell he comes from
his older brother. Yeah, this is his older brother that got shot and murdered at the hands of this police officer who walked in to his apartment thought it was her apartment, and that he was an invader. And, she worked a long shift and was exhausted and, you know, as they reported in the case. And it's a sad story, but you're exactly right that, Botham Jean's brother, who was the victim of this, I mean, the brother, you know, sat there and giving, you know, the victim's report at the, you know, leading into the sentencing, and asked the judge, says, can I hug her? And
asked the judge several times if he could hug her. You know, and the thing is, is we hear a lot of stories about people like this, you know, forgiving people. And you think, I mean, the most incredible deal, like we were talking about yesterday, you know, in the South Carolina and Charleston. Remember when, you know, nine people were shot there?
Mm-hmm.
Almost in unison, every one of the victims, you know, the families, you know, came and said, well, yeah, you know, we forgive Bill and Ruth and we're praying for them. I mean, you know, those were one of those, and of course, this was, you know, black and white, you know, a perfect recipe for, you know, all the race baiters to come in and do something. And thank God, the act of forgiveness by these family members there in Charleston in much the same way, like, in, Botham Jean's case with his brother. You know, to do what he did. I mean, like you said, it's a learning opportunity, but keep in mind the consistency. You're talking people who are followers of Christ. I don't know how you do that without having faith in Christ to be able to forgive somebody, Sam.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you think about it, it takes faith and it takes a lot of strength because I can't imagine how it feels to lose a loved one, especially in such a circumstance, and to be able to forgive the person who did that to them. I just think that takes a lot of, it is easier to be angry and, you know, just kind of not let it go because you don't want to feel disloyal to that person. Then, when you heard Brand talking about his brother, Botham, who was killed, you heard him. He's like, this is what he would want. He would want me to do this. He would want me to forgive you. He would want you to, you know, accept Christ. And it was just an amazing, it was hard to watch that. You know, the prosecutors said that, they had never seen anything like this in 30 years.
Do you know the other part of this story? Is
with the judge.
The judge gave Amber a hug and a Bible, which is just freaking out all the activists. They're, oh my goodness, you know, you can't have God in this. And wait a minute, you know, you're talking here. This young woman is getting 10 years in prison, and she will carry with her the rest of her life. You know, her story that she accidentally, you know, killed someone. And obviously somebody as nice as Botham Jean must have been, I mean, this is going to be with her forever. And, you know, and she honestly asked the judge, she goes, will God forgive me?
Oh,
you know,
man.
And, that's pretty amazing, you know, and the judge told her, she said, yes, God can forgive you, and he has. And she said, well, I don't even know where to start. How do I ask God for forgiveness? And, the judge had never, in all her years, you know, she had never, you know, been so overt about her faith or, you know, gave anybody a Bible. And, here it is, you know, for that moment and that time, you know, she was to give a Bible, you know, to Amber.
I think that was, you know, if you ever wanted a role model for your faith, that would be this judge and Brant Jean. You know, it was just, and you know, obviously his brother too, who was the victim in this case. It's sad, and they've turned something tragic and, you know, shown what
mercy.
Love looks like.
Yeah,
mercy.
Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. So, anyway, that's more of the story, but we're not hearing, you know, the other part of the story. The judge, all we hear is the controversy. You know, you've got all these activists, you know, complaining. Well, you know, you can't bring the Bible into a courtroom. And, you know, the judge was clear about it. Said, look, you know, the case was already settled. This was afterwards. In fact, you know, the judge came off from where she was at, came around and hugged the parents and the family of Botham and Jean. And Brant, and then went ahead, and I think it might have been Amber that may have said, you know, could she hug the judge? And the judge went ahead and hugged her, and then they had this, you know, this short interaction about, you know, about forgiveness, because that's what it's all about. Kind of amazing. The second story you have here, and all these stories, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, are featured at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Just go there, and you can read up more about it, and, you know, be moved in, you know, on all these stories, because, you know, Sam reports every week on these videos that have absolutely gone viral. I mean, millions of people have viewed these now. So and millions more yet to see them. So, hey, you're welcome. It's right there at BillMartinezLive.com. This next one involves a five-year-old cancer survivor that donates thousands of toys to Children's Hospital. What's going on here?
That's right. So Weston Newsanger, he was diagnosed with cancer back in 2016, and he went to a hospital there in Pennsylvania, Penn State Children's Hospital, to get treated. And fortunately, because of the treatment he received there, he was able to survive, and he's been 2 years cancer-free. So whenever it came to his birthday this year, his mom said, well, what do you want? And he said, I don't want anything. I want, you know, what I would like is to give Play-Doh and some dinosaurs to the Children's Hospital, because that was what got him through. You know, those little things that had been donated were what made it pleasant for him when he was there.
Right.
When he was going through chemotherapy and he was so sick. And, you know, you see somebody go through something like that, especially a child that young. And it seems like it gave him an appreciation for life and what he went through. They were actually able to raise about 1,700 little individual gifts to give to the Children's Hospital. And then, like, I think they ended up having over 3,000 containers of Play-Doh.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful, all the joy that it will bring? And it's amazing, like, those simple little things. I think that was a good reminder, too, that it was just those little, like, it wasn't expensive toys that he remembers or that distracted him. It was Play-Doh and little dinosaurs and little superheroes.
Wow.
And maybe we could all do something like that for our local Children's Hospital. You know, just take $10, and if everybody did something like that, what a difference it would make.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what an incredible blessing. This next story involves a high school cheerleader. I mean, here you've got homecoming festivities, which can be pretty exciting. Everything's going on, and here she is, a high school cheerleader leading the way. And she's on the homecoming float, and she realizes that there is a boy who's choking. Well, what happened here?
That's right. Tyra Winters, so she's in eighth grade. She's at Rockwell High School in Texas. And she said in eighth grade she actually learned about this technique. She was on the homecoming float, like you said. And she saw a little boy being held up by his mom, and she's like, oh, my God, help him. Apparently this little boy had eaten a piece of paper, and then he started choking on it. And his mom said she looked over, and she just happened to look over. There was no noise. There was no choking. It was just complete silence on this little boy's part, and his mom didn't know what to do. And fortunately, because Tyra's mom had been in the medical field, she taught her CPR training in eighth grade. And Tyra knew just what to do. She jumped off the float, ran over, picked him up, and turned him over, and patted him on his back 3 good times, and saved this little boy's life. So thankfully, she was aware enough of her surroundings and prepared by her mother to save this little 2-year-old boy's life. It's quite amazing.
Well, he was choking on paper, Sam?
No, paper from candy. You know, they give out those candies at the parade sometimes. And
right, exactly.
He had swallowed it wrong.
Oh, and God. Wow. Well, thank God for his situational awareness, huh? Without a doubt. Well, cheers to good news, girl, and you know why. Like I said, go to Sam's Corner, Bill Martinez Live, and
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers.